It's late afternoon at Carol and Bernie Hayes' house in Chittenden.
Okay, put him out.
Come on, Tucker. Come on.
The couple's two dogs are eating dinner in the kitchen, while a bright green parrot the couple rescued converses with itself in the living room. The Hayes have been foster parents for 5 years. Right now, they're caring for three girls. The youngest handles the dogs, while another sits on the couch, hoping Bernie will let her visit her boyfriend. Bernie looks over at the teen and finally nods his assent.
For all the people that go into this, a lot of them have quit the first week. They don't realize what they're getting into. But we've had some tough kids. But they're all lovable. That's the hard part about it. Even that one.
He tips his head toward the couch and winks.
Every one of the foster workers we've run into has been very concerned about their kids. You know, we take care of them. We wait on them hand and foot. Kick a butt if we need to. Now, figuratively speaking. And we care. Or we wouldn't be doing this. My neighbor over there says we're nuts. Why do you do this to yourselves? I says, because we're paying back for what a good life we had, and we like it. It makes us feel good doing this.
The Hayes say doing the job right takes time. Bernie says being retired helps.
Because this week we've had three doctor's appointments, and they're trotting here and there and everywhere. They go to court. We go with them. We sit there through the whole thing. Sometimes it takes half a day. I'm going to be with them. We go to their school meetings.
We had 2 days open this week, and they got filled. So you never know what happens when you answer the telephone. Something's going to be coming up.
Yep.
Foster parents are paid by the state. Rates vary from $17 to $28 a day, depending on the age and needs of the child and the parent's experience. That amount includes clothing and incidental expenses. The Hayes say they don't mind the demands of the job, but say DCF often treats them like babysitters when they feel like their foster kids become part of the family. An even bigger problem, the couple says, is that too often kids arrive at their door without state-mandated paperwork, intake forms that spell out the child's medical and psychological needs. Without them, Bernie says foster parents are at a risk each time they take in a new child.
Some are self-destructive, and you got to watch them closer, and we'd like to know that on the get-go.
It's understandable, they say, not to get that kind of information in emergency situations, but they and every other foster parent interviewed for this story say it's a chronic problem with nearly every placement. Another near-universal complaint among foster parents is the unwritten rule not to complain or criticize DCF.
It's just a feeling I got. If you make waves and come back to bite you in the butt. They could take the kids and not give you any more.
Bernie says the threat is enough to keep most foster parents compliant and quiet.
I just don't want to lose these kids. They're part of my family. They all have been. Even the ones that ran away.
No one from DCF's Rutland District Office would comment for this story. DCF Commissioner Dave Iacovone says he hasn't heard about problems with intake forms before, but he promised to look into it. As to the atmosphere of fear and intimidation many foster parents brought up, Iacovone says he has heard about that before, and it troubles him. He says the complaints are more prevalent in some parts of the state than others, which he says may be due to different leadership styles in the different districts. But he thinks the central problem stems from the power imbalance between social workers and foster parents.
Well, our social workers, they're the deciders, if you will. They have a lot of control over who can come into your home if you're a foster care family for safety reasons, who your child can see. And in that kind of a relationship where one of the partners has so much authority over another, it makes communications hard. It makes trust hard.
And he says it's created an unhealthy atmosphere, one he says can only be fixed by better listening all around.
I think through staff training, trying to let our folks know that you have to recognize the natural tension that we have with foster care families. It's very hard.
Oh, it's nice out, isn't it?
Back in Chittenden, Bernie Hayes walks out onto his front porch and grins as his youngest foster daughter whizzes by.
Just got her bike for her. We had one here, but she dumped and got elbows and knees.
What?
Thank you for getting the bike at Charlie's house. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to check the nuts and bolts on it, make sure they're tight.
How can you not get attached to these kids, he asks with a smile. DCF may have some kinks to work out, but he says as long as he and his wife are able, they'll open their door to as many kids as they can.
Woohoo!
Be careful.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.